in the limelight. Since its establishment, Human Rights Watch has consistently been criticized for being an agent of United States foreign policy, employing former U.S. government officials in key positions, and for displaying bias against leftist governments unfriendly to the United States. While some may be surprised by its response to the Bolivia crisis, Human Rights Watch's applause of the U.S.-backed right-wing coup d'etat against the democratically elected leftist head of state may not be an aberration or a mistake, but it performing its actual purpose in reinforcing U.S. hegemony by condemning any leftist challengers in America's backyard. Stay with us for an interesting article written by Alan McLeod, an academic and writer for Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. The piece is titled, How Human Rights Watch Whitewashed the Right-Wing Massacre in Bolivia. The article was taken from the Mint Press website. Stay with us for more of Alan McLeod's article. Bolivia is currently in turmoil after President Evo Morales was deposed in an American-backed coup d'etat on 10th of November. The new coup government forced Evo Morales into exile, began arresting politicians and journalists whilst pre-exonerating security services of all crimes committed during the re-establishment of order, effectively giving them a license to kill all resistance to their rule. Dozens of people have died and massacres of indigenous protesters have occurred in the city of Cochabamba and the small town of Sencata. In confusing and alarming situations such as these, millions of people around the world look to international human rights organizations for leadership and guidance. However, far from standing up for the oppressed, Human Rights Watch is actually effectively endorsing the events in Bolivia. In its official communique, it refrained from using the word coup d'etat, insisting Evo Morales resigned. Its Americas director, José Miguel Vivanco, claiming the president, Evo Morales, stepped down after weeks of civil unrest and violent clashes, and does not even mention opposition violence against his party or the role of the military in demanding at gunpoint that Evo Morales resign. Therefore, in the organization's words, Morales mysteriously traveled to Mexico rather than fleeing there to escape arrest. Instead, Human Rights Watch tacitly endorses the new government in Bolivia, advising it to supposedly prioritize rights. Human Rights Watch director Kenneth Roth went further, presenting the elected head of the state fleeing the country at gunpoint as a refreshing step forward for democracy in Bolivia, claiming that Evo Morales was the casualty of a counter-revolution aimed at defending democracy against electoral fraud and his own illegal candidacy, claiming that Evo Morales had ordered the army to shoot protesters in Bolivia. In a tweet on 18th of November, the head of Human Rights Watch, Kenneth Roth, wrote, Bolivia's Evo Morales was the casualty of a counter-revolution aimed at defending democracy against electoral fraud and his own illegal candidacy. The army withdrew his support because it was not prepared to fire on people in order to sustain him in power. Kenneth Roth also described the coup d'etat approvingly as an uprising and a transition moment for Bolivia, whilst presenting President Morales as an out-of-touch strongman. In an earlier tweet on 13th of November, Kenneth Roth had said, "The most important thing now in this transitional moment for Bolivia is ensuring that authorities re-establish the rule of law and protect fundamental rights, including the right to protest peacefully and to vote in transparent, competitive and fair elections." The new self-declared president of Bolivia, Jeanine Añez, whose party received just 4% of the vote share in the October elections, has already expelled hundreds of Cuban doctors, broken off ties with Venezuela, and pulled Bolivia out of multiple international and intercontinental organizations and treaties. She describes the indigenous majority of Bolivians as satanic, and insists they should not be allowed to live in cities, instead being sent to the desert or the sparsely populated highlands of Bolivia. Jeanine Añez claimed that she is committed to taking all measures necessary to pacify the population. Human Rights Watch described the law giving Bolivian security forces complete impunity to kill dissenters as a problematic decree, as if Añez has used racially insensitive language rather than was ordering a massacre. In its statement, it noted that 9 people died and 122 were wounded during the Cochabamba demonstration, leaving its readers completely in the dark about who died and who was responsible for the massacre in Cochabamba. Human Rights Watch was originally established in 1978 at Helsinki Watch, an American organization dedicated to supposedly exposing the crimes of some countries and monitoring their compliance with the Helsinki Accords. Since its establishment, it has consistently been criticized for being an agent of U.S. foreign policy, employing former U.S. government officials in key positions, and for displaying bias against leftist governments unfriendly to the United States of America. For example, a 2008 report on human rights violations in Venezuela, authored by Human Rights Watch's Jose Vivanco, was immediately panned by hundreds of academics and Latin American scholars and experts, who said the grossly flawed document did not meet even the most minimal standards of scholarship, impartiality, accuracy, or credibility. Indeed, Jose Vivanco openly stated his biases, revealing that he wrote the report because we wanted to demonstrate to the world that Venezuela is not a model for anyone. In contrast, Human Rights Watch was relatively silent on the Honduran coup d'etat that deposed the leftist president Manuel Zelaya and the repression that came after, effectively carrying water for U.S.-backed regime change. A U.S. Democratic senator and 2020 presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders Communications Director Keen Barth wrote, "Human Rights Watch's deep ties to U.S. corporate and state sectors should disqualify the institution from any public pretense of independence." Likewise, Amnesty International's image as a defender of human rights hides a dark past of being effectively a front organization for Western governments. As Mint Press News revealed earlier this year, one co-founder of the organization, Peter Benenson, was an avowed anti-communist with deep ties to the British foreign and colonial offices, propping up the apartheid regime of South Africa at the British government's request. Another co-founder, Lewis Kuttner, was an FBI asset who was involved in the government's assassination of Black Panther leader Fred Hampton. Black Panther is a movement in the United States supporting the rights of African Americans. Kuttner went on to form an organization called Friends of the FBI, dedicated to countering and combating criticism of the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI. Therefore, while some may be surprised by its response to the Bolivia crisis, Human Rights Watch's applause of the US-backed right-wing coup d'etat against a democratically elected left-wing head of state may not be an aberration or a mistake, but rather it is performing its actual purpose in reinforcing US hegemony by condemning any leftist challengers in America's backyard.